Written by Robert T. Kiyosaki. Rich Dad Poor Dad has been number one New York Times bestseller. This book advocates the importance of financial literacy, financial independence, and building wealth through alternate sources of income. Though not all the methods advocated in the book are legally and morally correct, and this has brought some criticisms for the writer in the book, yet the book is good for anyone who wants to learn about money, and how can money work for them. About the writer, Robert Toru Kiyosaki, an American businessman and author, was born on April 8, 1947. Kiyosaki is the author of more than 26 books. In the words of Kiyosaki, the main reason people struggle financially is because they have spent years in school but learned nothing about money. The result is that people learn to work for money, but never learn to have money work for them. About the book is written in the style of a set of parables. The titular rich dad in the book is Kiyosaki's friend's father, who accumulated wealth due to entrepreneurship and savvy investing, while the poor dad is claimed to be his own father, who he says worked hard all his life but never obtained financial security. Through these fictional characters, the author explains, "Although both dads worked hard, I noticed that one dad had a habit of putting his brain to sleep when it came to finances, and the other had a habit of exercising his brain. The long-term result was that one dad grew stronger financially and the other grew weaker. One encouraged talking about money and business at the dinner table, while the other forbade the subject of money to be discussed over a meal. One said, 'When it comes to money, play it safe. Don't take risks.' The other said, 'Learn to manage risk.' One believed, 'Our home is our largest investment and our greatest asset.' The other believed, 'My house is a liability, and if your house is your largest investment, you're in trouble.' Both dads paid their bills on time, yet one paid his bills first while the other paid his bills last. My poor dad would say, 'I'm not interested in money.' My rich dad always said, 'Money is power. The poor and middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them. Our spending habits reflect who we are. Poor people have poor habits. A common bad habit is innocently called dipping into savings. The rich know that savings are only used to create more money, not to pay bills. Rich buy luxuries last, while the poor and middle class tend to buy luxuries first. Job security meant everything to my educated dad. Learning meant everything to my rich dad. One of the reasons the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the middle class struggles in debt is that the subject matter of money is taught at home and not in school. Most of us learn about money from our parents. So what can poor and middle class parents tell their children about money? They simply say, stay in school and study hard. The child may graduate with excellent grades, but with a poor person's financial programming and mindset. Rich people acquire assets. The poor and middle class acquire liabilities that they think are assets." The author says, "We must know the difference between assets and liabilities and attempt to acquire assets. An asset is something that puts money in my pocket whether I work or not. A liability is something that takes money out of my pocket. Acquiring assets are like planting a tree. You water it for years, and then one day it doesn't need you anymore. Its roots are impacted deep enough. Then the tree provides shade for your enjoyment. House is a liability, because it takes money out of your pocket, not only with taxes and expenses, but because of its loss in value and the opportunities missed when all your money is tied up in your house. Invest in income-generating assets that do not require physical presence, like stocks, bonds, income-generating real estate, royalties from intellectual property such as music, scripts and patents, anything else that has value, produces income or appreciates, and has a ready market. Real estate is one investment vehicle that has a great tax advantage. As long as you keep trading up in value, you'll not be taxed on the gains until you liquidate. The single most powerful asset we all have is our mind. If it is trained well, it can create enormous wealth seemingly instantaneously. In the information age, money is increasing exponentially. A few individuals are getting ridiculously rich from nothing, just ideas and agreements. We all have tremendous potential, and we all are blessed with gifts. Yet the one thing that holds all of us back is some degree of self-doubt. It's not the lack of technical information that holds us back, but more the lack of self-confidence. For most people, the reason they don't win financially is because the pain of losing money is far greater than the joy of being rich. Just as physical exercise increases your chance for health, proper mental exercise increases your chance for wealth. Land was wealth 300 years ago. Later, Wealth was in factories and production. Today wealth is in information. The problem is wealth flies around the world at the speed of the light. Old ideas are the biggest liability. Opportunities come and go. Being able to know when to make quick decisions is an important skill. So the faster you can make a decision, the more likely you will be able to seize opportunities before someone else does. Most of the time, life doesn't talk to you. It just sort of pushes you around. Each push is life saying, "Wake up. There's something I want you to learn." A few learn the lesson and move on. Others spend their life blaming a job, low pay, or your boss for your problems. You will live life always hoping for that big break that will solve all your problems. You quit and go looking for another job, a better opportunity and higher pay, actually thinking that this will solve the problem. In most cases, it won't. High-paying jobs mean two things: you're working for money and the taxes you pay will probably increase. I've learned to put my money to work for me and enjoy the tax benefits of generating income that does not come from a paycheck. People think that more money will solve the problem and don't realize that it's their lack of financial education that is the problem. They want to go to school, learn a profession, have fun at their work, and earn lots of money. One day they wake up with big money problems, and they can't stop working. That's the price of only knowing how to work for money instead of studying how to have money work for you. Most people have a price. And they have a price because of human emotions named fear and greed. The pattern is then set. Rat race. People work for money because of desire. They desire money for the joy they think it can buy. But the joy is short-lived and they soon need more money for more joy, more pleasure, more comfort and more security. To spend your life living in fear, never exploring your dreams, is cruel. To work hard for money, thinking that it'll buy you things that will make you happy, is also cruel. To live a life dictated by the size of a paycheck is not really living a life. Thinking that a job makes you secure is lying to yourself. Mind your own business. Financial struggle is often directly the result of people working all their lives for someone else. Many people will simply have nothing at the net of their working days to show for their effort. People earn for everyone but themselves. They earn first for the owners of the business, then for the government through taxes, and finally for the bank that owns their mortgage. Taxes, you are taxed when you earn, when you spend, when you save, when you die. Most tax laws provide incentives to business owners and investors to create jobs. These incentives reduce the taxes of the rich. So the only place for the government to derive tax revenue is from the middle class. Wealth cannot be generated by the amount of money you make, but by the amount of money you keep. XXXXXXX